Hello, good morning everyone, and welcome to this April talk dedicated to circular economy. So as you know, this month, the Mobility Club, the private circle created by VIID for large corporates, willing to better grasp the transformation of the mobility and the smart city sector, tackle the circular economy. So this morning, I'm delighted to welcome Amber Epler. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Marie. Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
We're really happy to have you with us this morning. So you are the co-founder of Nowos, a Dutch startup specialized in lithium and battery repair and reconditioning. So we'll discuss together this morning during 15 minutes. Everyone, don't hesitate to present yourself in the tab on your right-hand side of the screen and to ask your question to Amber. We'll address them at the end of our discussion. Amber, could you maybe explain us what need does Nowos address today?
Sure. First of all, Nowos was created in 2019 in Amsterdam by four co-founders specialized in lithium batteries. We have been working in the past over 15 years in manufacturing lithium batteries for some of the most demanding automotive clients, such as Aston Martin or Lotus, for example. So we have really a global vision and experiences of all the aspects around the lithium batteries, from design, production, to recycling. With this background experience, we have decided, so in 2019, to develop the circular economy for lithium batteries in Europe, by repairing and refurbishing the used lithium batteries, so we manage to extend their life and reduce, or let's say, try to send to recycling the later as possible the batteries. In 2020, we have created our first branch office in France, so 1 hour from Lyon. And we work mainly with B2B e-mobility partners, such as battery manufacturers, but also bike, scooter, moped manufacturers, as well as importers and distributors. We support so our clients through the circular economy, not only on the operational side of the business, such as safety, the logistic, and the repair, of course, of the batteries, but also on the strategic side with the eco-conception. And the goal is really to increase the future repairability of the batteries so they can be more and more repairable, and we can also influence in the waste it creates and the environmental impact it creates. So the strategic view of an inspiration of Nowos is really to create a circular economy, which of course has an environmental impact, but also a social and economical impact. So I will a bit explain our view on this and give you some example. As you know, well, I think it's clear, the reduction of the environmental impact comes thanks to the repair of the batteries instead of the recycling, and also the development of new batteries and to replace the defective ones. But also in all our processes, we are guided by those goals. On, for example, on the local logistic, yeah, we have implemented our factories close to our clients instead of increasing the CO2 emission of created by the shipping, for example, all over Europe of those batteries. And we follow this concept by implementing in 2022 also the new factory in Germany. So we try to really be as close as possible from our clients. Apart from the economical, environmental impact, we have also a strong social impact as well. Nowos is a self-managing organization. aiming to develop to become by this year a B Corp company. And we focus on the skill upseeds of internally as well as externally. Internally, we have located our French factory into a reward zone to develop new skills on those new type of job, which more and more will be developed from now. So we work a lot with job seeker and to develop those new skills. As well as externally, we have launched a series of trainings to educate and help our partners into their growth in competence. Because when you deal with lithium batteries, in order to develop a safe circular economy, you have also to help clients know how they need to transport, for example, those batteries, but also store those. It represents quite a lot of energy they have. So there is a lot of legislation already and rules and regulation to know. So we really bring our clients knowing all those regulations and behave the correct way to have a safe business for them. And finally, we believe that the economical impact is as important as the environmental and social impact in our view. So we not only reduce the after sales cost service by having a local support for our clients, but also develop with them new business opportunities, so a new business model by offering them refurbished batteries into the consumer marketplace. So they can also develop new turnover and so on. And we are quite familiar now for PC or mobile phone to have refurbished products. And this is also what we are aiming to do with the lithium batteries markets.
Great. So you are really consistent in your CSR operations within the startups. That's great.
Yes.
So what's the main challenge related to e-scooters and e-bikes batteries today?
The main challenge is the growth of the market. And we have seen from recent publication of Federation of Micromobility, for example, in France or Union Esport, that in 2020, 48% of the scooters sold were electric. So it represents 700,000 units sold just for 2020. Same for e-bike, over 500,000 e-bikes sold in 2020. So you can imagine the issue it can procure. Of course, we reduce the emission of the CO2 emission by using those equipments, but we also have quite large environmental impacts by having so much equipment. So the repairability is really, let's say, a control to this growth. So we can reduce the different issues such as sourcing the raw material and by reusing the used batteries as well as the equipment, because we know repairability is also done on the vehicle itself. It also helps our clients to source better the batteries. We focus really on the discussion with them on repairability, so we can increase what can be done in the future on those batteries. They can control better, of course, the quality and the homologation of the batteries like this, and the safety of the used storage of batteries. So Let's say, and I think the European directive is really going also on this direction, that repairability is really the way to go to be able to control the growth on the immobility market.
Sorry, I had a problem with my Wi-Fi. I'm back. I'm sorry, I
Voice.
missed the end of your previous sentence. And maybe can you explain how do you source these batteries you're repairing?
Well, we work with B2B partners, so they source the batteries for us. Then they send to Novos for repair, and it goes through them again at the end when the batteries are repaired. The batteries that cannot be repaired then go through recycling, and the normal way to go in Europe for waste spare parts.
Okay. And in the beginning, you said that you were really consistent in your operations in this circular economy aspect of your startup. How do you handle operations? So you said you are one center in Amsterdam and one close to Lyon. When you get the battery back on the market or going to for a new life being recycled, do you also work with local actors for that?
Yes, of course. We have developed now a European collection network. So we were also very keen to mutualize the cost of the logistic for the development of repairability, because logistic cost is always a quite big part of the cost generated when you deal with products. So that's the first things. And I don't remember what I wanted to say.
That's fine, don't worry. So you're working with local players and European and also a European network. Okay, great.
We are developing national as well as European partners. And it's what is interesting is with, for example, with one client, bike manufacturers, for example, they often not only work with their national work market, but also extend to the European markets. So like this, we can really analyze depending of the location of the AMA batteries or the defective batteries. We can then send the batteries accordingly to the closest factory we have, again, to reduce the CO2 emission. And this is also why we want to expand in different location in Europe to always have a quick and safe service for our clients.
Okay, great. So we have a question from Jérôme Tan from Total, asking if you have a B2C marketplace for refurbished batteries, like a battery back market.
We don't do B2C markets. Of course, our clients do it. We now work, for example, with bike or e-scooter manufacturer who sells themselves to resellers, and then give, of course, the repair batteries to end user. But facing the needs of homologation, respects and regulation, we are very for us it's very important to deal directly with the producer. So the producer in the recycling sense is the first B2B partner who puts the battery on the market, so we can control also and be sure we respect the way we repair the batteries. So there are certain rules to do this according to UN 38.3, which we need to respect. And at least up to now, our really our strategic development is to focus only on the B2B, and there will be market player who will develop the B2C markets.
Okay. You started to answer to the next question from Michel Graal from Hutchinson, asking what about the homologation of repaired batteries and if there are some existing EU regulation and which one?
Yeah, of course. Well, we have a lot of discussion as we work with the battery manufacturer itself. We only work with original parts on those batteries, so we make sure we respect the way the initial states of those batteries in the way we repair and refurbish the batteries.
Okay, nice, great. I think we don't have any more questions. You still have a few seconds if you want to ask one. Ah, yes, a new one from Michel Graal. How far are you processing the disassembling of the batteries, separating metallic elements from the organics components and in the cells, for example?
Yes, exactly. Well, it's one of the goal, of course. We have developed software tracking that helps us to have the traceability into the batteries. So we also are keen to develop, let's say, better recycling. And we know a lot of recyclers receive the full batteries. So we dismantle the whole batteries and reuse elements that can be still used for when the core battery of the battery is still good. So the cells of the batteries, and that you can have sometimes one of the components, the hardware component, which is not working. Then we first reuse all components, of course, of the same model batteries. If it's broken, of course, we bring to recycling and separate all the elements so we can optimize also the recycling of the batteries. To give you an example, in 2020, we had a 98% efficiency in the recycling created by the repair and also the efficiency of dismantling the batteries. And we managed to repair about 78% of the batteries we had received in Novus.
Okay, congratulations, that's great.
Yeah,
Okay, perfect.
thanks.
I think that's it for this morning. Time's up. Thanks a lot, Amber. That was really interesting, and I really enjoyed this talk with you this morning. Everyone, I'll give you, I'll see you next Wednesday for a talk in French this time with Hind Harbaoui and Julie Vattier from Renault. And they will present us the refractory project they have in Flins, which is a great project regarding the circular economy. So thanks a lot, everyone. Thanks, Amber, and have a good day.
Thanks, Marie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.